going with the light?
Yeah, we're going to go up to the light and go up to the corner of 4th.
So we got a block to go, block and a half to go.
During a sunny winter morning in downtown Elko, photographers Dion and Trish Reynolds lead about a dozen people through crunchy, snow-covered sidewalks and alleys. They're showing off large-scale photos of rural Nevada they've taken over the past 30 years, images that are adhered to brick walls using wheat paste.
This was photographed at Green Springs Ranch, which isn't, about a 45-minute drive from our house in Eureka. I made the image with a 1920s Kodak box camera.
Do you give lessons on those?
The exhibit, called West Stops, showcases Nevada's history through black and white photography, but Dion Reynolds says it also helps shape Elko's identity.
It really has a lot to do with placemaking and art placemaking, and I think that these types of activities, I'm seeing local businesses already getting quite excited about this. So we're hoping to grow this and make this a place for people to want to come and hang out.
Claudia Vecchio is the director of Nevada's Department of Tourism and Cultural Affairs. She says the state has historically been known as a gambling destination, but that's changing.
We do know that about 45% of people who visited Nevada in 2015 report having a cultural experience in the state. So there are a lot of people who think that Nevada isn't necessarily a cultural destination, but know that our visitors are looking to Nevada for cultural experiences.
Those experiences range from food festivals and ethnic celebrations to history tours and political gatherings. The state's most prolific rural event, Burning Man, brought in more than 70,000 visitors to the Black Rock Desert last year. And in Elko, approximately 5,000 people attended this month's National Cowboy Poetry Gathering, about a quarter of the city's population. Elko Mayor Chris Johnson says his city is working to position itself as a cultural hub between Reno and Salt Lake City.
So if you've got that openness and you've got the cowboy attitude, then that's a great image to have, and I think that that's what people view Elko most as.
Johnson says it can also attract visitors from more densely populated areas.
I could really see where folks in Europe or bigger cities would say, I want to go learn more about that. I don't have that. Because when you get to northern Nevada, most every day you can see over 100 miles away.
Nevada Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison chairs the state's Commission on Tourism. He says rural Nevada offers more than many visitors realize.
Believe it or not, we got some great wineries in the state of Nevada. There's a whole winery industry that they come see. Of course, you know, their outdoor love for Nevada and scenic Nevada. So we've got a real cultural diversification. We've got a lot of art.
The commission's goal is to encourage people to venture outside of the casinos.
So folks may come to Reno, they may come to Las Vegas, but then they extend their stay into rural Nevada.
But the effort is slow going. In 2015, rural visitors spent $2.3 billion. And while that sounds like a lot, it's the lowest since 2011. Rural tourism accounts for 10% of total visitors, but only 4% of the state's travel industry and less than 1% of the state's total GDP. In response, tourism officials like Claudia Vecchio are increasing their outreach to younger people, using a Don't Fence Me In marketing campaign that tells visitors to go home with more stories than souvenirs.
And as we talk more to millennials and adventure-minded people who are willing to go that extra mile or go beyond what they know already, then Nevada really comes to life.
Vecchio says that could mean walking old neighborhoods in Las Vegas or Reno, or better yet, exploring one of Nevada's many ghost towns or traditional ranches. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Noah Glick. Send me up around.